What's up, professionally silly listeners? Happy Halloween season to you all. And if you don't celebrate Halloween, happy strangers knocking on your door begging for free candy that costs you way more than it should season. Yeah, I'm going to tell you now, don't knock on my door for shit this year. I didn't buy any candy, and honestly, I'm waiting until after Halloween so you can score the discount candy. That shit can be up to as much as 75% off, so, you know, don't knock on my door. Okay, I went on a bit of a random rant there, my bad. So, I've got some, I got some Halloween fun coming your way in a few moments. Today we're going to dig into some hilariously random Halloween influenced idiots, or as I like to call them, dumbasses. So we definitely discuss a lot of dumbasses here, but today we're going to put some Halloween stank on it. On today's menu is a Teletubby arrested for stealing food. Yes, I did say Teletubby. We also have a woman who decided to stuff cocaine into a pumpkin. That is definitely one way to celebrate Halloween, I suppose. It's kind of like Rick James said.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I mean, he's not lying. It is a hell of a drug. I've got a few other dumbasses to tell you about, but yeah, before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes or an Apple device, click the pause button for a second. Go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast, Professionally Silly, because it actually helps a lot. It helps get my podcast out there and heard by new listeners. And it will be extremely helpful. So, yeah. And it doesn't cost you anything. So, what do you have to lose? Nothing. Maybe 30 seconds of your time. Maybe that. Probably less than that. So, support your girl and share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend. Okay, so I guess it's time for me to stop begging and let's get down to this episode. Forgot to introduce myself. Oh my gosh, I'm so rude. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Station, recorded on the Anchor app. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. On hindsight, I should have introduced myself first. Whatever. Anywho, this podcast is where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, we experience the world on a comical level, hosted by a comedian and YouTuber going bankrupt in Los Angeles. Yes, I'm a YouTuber. Just get over it, okay? Also, I know I sound white, but I am indeed melanated. Get over it. Last week, we did a chilling podcast episode about horrifying phone calls and messages. And I even shared the creepy phone call made by the Night Stalker himself, serial killer Richard Ramirez. That episode was insane. I would say definitely one of the best podcast episodes I've made on here. Definitely in the top five category, you know. And if you haven't heard that episode yet, no worries. It's not too late. You can take a listen right after this episode. I don't want you to leave me. Even though you're leaving me for me. But you're not going anywhere until this is done. Okay? The link is below in the show notes of this episode. And this week, I've got us a nice palate cleanser from the terrifying phone calls and messages. So let's see what these next few idiots did to celebrate the Halloween season. If you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast, and if you're digging me, which of course you are, call in and text my Google Voice number and let me know. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter. I like tweets. At True Smiles Jones, TRUSMILES, and then my last name, Jones. About tweet me about this episode or any podcast episode that we've done here. I love getting tweets from you guys. Plus, you will get a chance to hear yourself on the air. So call in, tweet me, let me know. Now, listeners, I've got some awesome information to share with those of you who are interested in sharing your own podcast. And you can make your own podcast for free. Yeah. And then we're going to get to these dumbasses of Halloween. But check this out. This is some dope information. It's actually what I use to make my podcast. So yeah, check it out. Come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. Now, a lot of people out there think that they have nothing to say, or they wonder, who's going to listen to me? Well, you'd be surprised at the amount of people who view the world the same way you do. Or maybe they want to learn the way that you view the world. Or maybe they just think your voice is sexy as hell. Who knows? Not to mention the topics that you can discuss are endless, and it's fun AF. The point is, give yourself a chance. Your voice is just as important as anyone else's. Okay, listeners, let's get professionally silly. So I figured that I would start you off on something light. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Teletubbies, but it's a children's cartoon that came on, I believe it was on PBS. Anyway, one of them was arrested. That's right. I shit you not, LOL. You ever just say LOL and not laugh? That's weird. Okay, so in 2014, we have a Pennsylvania man who was dressed as Lala, and she was the yellow Teletubby, by the way. She she's the one known for having like the crooked antenna on her head. So anyways, this guy, he breaks into a friend's house at 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And he goes through his friend's refrigerator and steals, and guess what? He steals Chinese food that's inside of there. Because that's why you break into someone's house at 2 in the morning. You gotta steal their Chinese food. Now, it's not said what kind of Chinese food it was, but I feel like I should let y'all know I can fuck up some walnut shrimp myself. Some sweet and sour chicken, some beef and broccoli, cashew. What's up? Anyways, I can only imagine Lala was probably drunk or on something else. I don't know. So anyways, he then dumps the food into his man purse. Yes, you heard right. Lala has a merce. And so he dumps the food into his man purse and then he leaves the home. The police were called by whom? I'm not certain. Did I use that right? You never know when to use who and whom. I feel like that's right. By whom? I'm not certain. So police were able to identify the suspect, but the victim did not want to press charges, even though his so-called friend damaged his front door. Okay, so I get not pressing charges on your apparently drunk friend who stole your Chinese leftovers. I get that. I kind of get that. But, you know, he's going to replace that food. Now, apparently, the food thief attended a Halloween party earlier in the evening. And the break-in was about 2 or 3 blocks from the Lehigh University campus. I think I'm saying that right. L-E, then the word high. Sounds right to me. But I can imagine that there are probably drunken stragglers often in that area, especially on holidays like Halloween. I mean, you know, this criminal mischief was marked as cleared exceptional, actually. And cleared exceptional means, I guess it means that charges were declined by the person whose home was broken into. But once again, I gotta be honest with you, this is the silliest thing I've heard in a long time. Can you imagine, like, waking up in the middle of the night and finding, like, a big-ass yellow Lala in your kitchen, just dumping Chinese food into its merce? I would flip out. I don't care which Teletubby or cartoon character. It's 2 in the morning. What the fuck? Okay. And another thing, I cannot be the only one who thinks those Teletubbies are creepy as fuck. I always have. Even when I was young enough to enjoy them, they're creepy as fuck. I don't get it. Okay. But that's crazy. Also, I paid for that Chinese food, and I know one thing, even if I didn't press charges against that fool, he damn sure is replacing my door, and like I said before, and he's replacing my Chinese food. Damn right. Try me if you want to, Lala. Try me if you want to. Okay, so this next story is weird as fuck and also super gross. So we have a guy from Oregon. I don't know if you can tell that I'm annoyed by this. We have a guy from Oregon who was arrested for pleasuring himself inside a Spirits Halloween superstore. I actually used to work at a Spencer's Gifts when I was in college. You know, that awesome store that's in like all the cool malls? Yeah, I used to work there, and I'm very familiar with the items sold at Spirit Halloween store. Because we sold the exact same stuff. If I'm not mistaken, I think they are owned by the same company, or they're merged together or something. I don't know. Anywho, Nigel Smith, age 36 at the time, decided to visit the Halloween store in Portland and masturbate all over the place. Okay, it wasn't like all over the place, but still, gross. An employee and a customer saw him with his dick out. Or as the affidavit says, his genitals were exposed, which means his family jewels were out. His skin flute, his lap rocket, his frankenbeans, and of course, one of my favorite slang terms for a man's penis, which is kind of funny because I'm total lesbian, not even into them, but his weapon of ass destruction. It's creative. I love it. Google is an amazing tool, I must say. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's another one. Tool. Good. All right. My apologies, listeners. Things got super weird for a second. So after the employee sees Nigel whacking it to the female Halloween costumes and to the pictures of them, and we got to be honest, okay? Those female costumes are slutty as hell, and I love them. They make Halloween fun again. Plus, I'm on a diet, so instead of sugar candy, I like to enjoy some of that eye candy. All the naughty nurses, naughty nuns, naughty police officers, just naughtiness all around. Love it. Everyone knows that Halloween is just an excuse for a lot of people, you know, to be sluts, and or to dress like sluts, or to dress naughty, or to dress bad. And it's not just women. Men do it too. They love to walk around showing off their pecs, or you see dudes walk around wearing diapers. I don't know. Things happen. the joys of Halloween. What were we talking about again? Oh, so so the employees see this dude going to town on himself. And he decides to confront Nigel mid-jerk, you know, which you gotta be careful when you do that. Okay, because old dude could have been fired upon if you catch my drift, okay? So Nigel pushed the worker and tried to get away from the store. And the spirit employee, from what I understand, tackled Nigel. But then Nigel bit him, which, by the way, if you're a grown man biting people in a scuffle, fuck you. I mean this in the most disrespectful way possible. What a pussy. But I mean, if you can't fight, then you probably shouldn't bring your dick out in public. I'm just saying, like, these are life rules. Professionally silly life rules. We should start making those. Yeah, we're going to start making professionally silly life rules on this podcast. So yeah, grown men biting, get the fuck out of here. It's bullshit. Anyway, so police finally arrive when they get to the scene. Nigel is being held down by three men outside the store, which, can I just say, I love it when citizens band together and fight injustice. I mean, granted, it was just a dude whacking off, you know, whacking it in public, but still, okay? When it's random people coming together to fight back no matter what the situation is, it's awesome, you know? Okay, I'm getting a little too deep. I'm trying to touch your hearts and shit, but, you know, we are talking about a dude with his cock out, so, all right, moving on. So, yeah, Officer Matthew Bigoni, I believe is how you say his name. It's the word big and then oni, so... Yeah, reported seeing a very noticeable wet spot on the front of Nigel Smith's gray sweat shorts directly in front of his genitals. What is a genticle? Why would I say that? And of course, Nigel said that it was sweat, which... So, Nigel, you mean to tell me you sweat in one spot in front of your dick? You lying sack of shit. That dumbass was charged with felony public indecency and assault. And, you know, this is not a surprise to me, but he does have another public indecency conviction on his rap sheet. Shock. So, I don't know about you guys, but that was a gasping moment. I had no idea that was coming. Super shocked. So, I gotta say, my thing is, man, first of all, why masturbate at photos of women on Halloween costumes at a spirit store? Does he not know that they have a website? Like, you don't have to take it to the streets, you know? Also, on another important note, has he ever heard of Pornhub? I don't get it. It's free. You don't even have to have a membership. Like, there's categories. I'm sure there's a sexy Halloween costume category. And they're moving pictures. You know, movies. Videos. It's awesome. I don't get the Halloween picture thing. But you know what? To each its own. So for those of you out there listening to this podcast right now, just be careful going to Spencer's Gifts or Spirit Halloween stores. There could be a dude whacking it. So, yeah. Also, if he's whacking it, do not disturb him mid-whack. You could be subject to, you know, friendly fire. Very friendly fire. That's gross. Okay, so this next one is a little weird and stupid. So it's not uncommon to see pumpkins everywhere during the Halloween season. And they come in so many amazing colors. Like, it's so cool. And also, you can't forget the Charlie Brown It's the Great Pumpkin movie. Now, that movie is actually one of my favorite Halloween childhood classics. And if you haven't ever seen it, then you must be like 3. You were literally born like a couple of days ago. So that would in turn make you 3 years old. Not good with math. Well, this next story involves a pumpkin too, but it's not as cute. In Montreal, Canada, we have a woman who remains identified to the public, and she was arrested after arriving to the airport carrying 3 pumpkins stuffed with, you guessed it, pumpkin guts. No, it was cocaine. Now, I know, what the entire fuck, right? I know. What was she thinking? They seized about 2 kilos of cocaine, according to the Canada Border Services Agency. And it should be noted, according to the internet, a kilo can sell for about 20 G's in the U.S. Now, for those of you who are not about that life, that means, you know, $20,000. Clearly, I'm about that life. Thug life. Okay, so they found the drugs during a search of her luggage, and they noticed that the bags seemed heavy for their size. And this did seem odd to them, so they decided to x-ray the bags, and they saw something that made them all a bit apprehensive. They noticed, you know, large masses on the x-ray. So they investigated further and learned that there were bags of cocaine inside of them. And I told you guys that this story was not as cute as It's the Great Pumpkin, you know, with Charlie Brown, but it is definitely entertaining, to say the least. So anyways, the cocaine was turned over to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That is a mouthful. What is with Canada and their long ass names? We got the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You know what I'm saying? We got the we got the Canada Border Services Agency. Y'all need to start using abbreviations, or maybe I could have. Whatever. All right, so the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, ugh, that's a lot to say, they would be the ones who would file charges against this woman. And the stupid never ceases to amaze me. Something tells me that this woman was white. Hold on now, before y'all come for me, let me explain to you what I mean by that, okay? let me explain. Now, only a white woman has the balls and the privilege in her mindset that she can get away with shit like that, okay? Also, how else would she be able to keep her name a secret? No one knows who she is. She's still unidentified. in Canada or not, okay? Y'all know if that lady was black, her name would be shouted from every news source out there. Memes and GIFs would be created. Twitter would explode. That is what would happen. Twitter would explode. So, yeah. Now, I don't know what you guys think about these things or what your opinion is about this, but, you know, call in, let me know what you think about these fools we talking about today. But damn, 20 G's for a kilo and they found 2 kilos? I mean, like, can Canadian prison be that bad? I mean, stereotypically, Canada is known for, you know, their kindness. I just imagine that their prisons just have, like, I don't know, shrimp cocktail and pool tables and just like fountain of like maple syrups, just maple syrup fountains. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being stupid, but I could be wrong. I've never been to prison before. Knock on wood. Okay. But yeah, this shit is crazy. So anyways, if you guys are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to click that follow button or that subscribe button. You know, it means a lot to me. It really, really does. And if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be awesome. We've got a lot of amazing content for you guys here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Wow, my mouth just filled with so much spit. So weird. I don't know why you guys are still here. I'm sorry. Anywho, as you guys know, this is indeed, you know, the podcast, and we do the weird, the silly, the random, the creepy, and of course, you know, I already said the weird, but let's say the weird again, because all of this is weird. It's super weird. So yeah, if you could just go ahead, tap that if you guys haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes, which is every Friday. And there could be some, you know, some bonus, you know, episodes sprinkled in between. So you don't want to miss that, right? Okay. So, let's go ahead and, get back to these crazy stories. If you can know, now you guys know what show that's from, right? Family Guy. You know when Stewie gets all, he writing a book? What's it about? You know what I mean? And then his voice gets higher and higher. Yeah, leave me alone. I enjoy, like, I love shows like Family Guy, American Dad, but if I gotta be honest with you, gun to head, American Dad is, I enjoy American Dad more than I enjoy Family Guy. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? Don't come for me. I better not see no judgment tweets. You judgmental pieces of lovely human beings. All right. Let's take a little break. Yeah. I'm not a fan of pumpkins. Like, I like pumpkin pie or pumpkin flavored lattes, things like that. But, like, I've never seen anybody just, like, sit there and eat a pumpkin. I mean, is that a thing? Can you do that? I don't know. You know what I should do? We should hit up the podcast. Let me Google that and she can do, like, a whole episode of that. By the way, that podcast is awesome. Let me Google that. You've got to check it out. They are available at Anchor and all the other places that podcasts are available as well. And I remember listening to her podcast and she did like this whole bit on like this whole episode on the history of the high five. The coolest thing I ever heard. It's so awesome. But I like learning random things like that. So if you're into randomness, then you're listening to this podcast. So yeah, I think you guys would enjoy her podcast as well. Let me Google that. So anyways, yeah, pumpkins. I don't know if they eat them. Moving on. All right. So, okay. So there's one vice that I have on earth that many of us do share. We freaking love candy. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Just brush your teeth, floss, take care of yourself, eat some spinach in between. You're good. Okay. Shut up. Take a walk, whatever. But let me also mention, there is something about Halloween candy. I don't know what it is, but it tastes better for some reason. I don't know. Halloween candy. That got weird. But one man decided to destroy these delicious Halloween treats. but an asshole. It's really sad. Sorry. And the way he did it was just, ew. 48-year-old Ohio man Christopher Burks was arrested by Toledo cops on a misdemeanor criminal damage charge. And Chris was thought, he thought it was a great idea to enter a Kohl's department store and take a piss on a huge amount of Halloween candy. And the security cameras recorded Chris entering the storage room. And according to the court filing notes, he was also the only person that was around the candy at the time urination occurred. That sounds so, at the time urination occurred. That just seems so formal. That's fancy talk for the camera seeing him pee on the candy. But guess how much the candy he peed on was worth? I mean, obviously they couldn't sell the candy now. His urine destroyed it and it smelled. Who's gonna want that? You know, ugh. So they had to throw all that out, you know? But yo, he peed on $2 million worth of candy, y'all. Yeah. I'm lying like a motherfucker. It was only $603.72. But still, that's a lot of money. How many of you are like, Jesus, 2 million? Good God. You know, it wasn't a lot, you know. I feel like $600 is a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? But like, if you're like a Kardashian or someone else who hasn't earned their money, then like, yeah, ooh. Burn, right? Burn on Kim Kardashian and the rest of them. Okay. So, oh man, that poor candy didn't do nothing to nobody. And it's not right, man. I hope he rots in jail, that sick piece of shit. He destroyed candy. So, obviously, I'm super dramatic. But now that I'm done with the dramatics, he was arrested on a $500 personal reconnaissance bond. And, I assume he's out now. He's $500, you know. But I gotta be honest with you. It's really annoying that his bond was less than the amount of candy he destroyed. Can we just talk about that for a minute? Y'all can't see me right now, okay, but I got the side eye glare going hard as fuck right now. How dare they make his bond cheaper than the beautiful, delicious treats that he stole from us all? That ass. Anyways, homeboy's, y'all can tell I'm upset about this. Homeboy was he's got quite the rap sheet as well. He was arrested for assault, domestic violence, burglary, forgery, disorderly conduct, menacing, and even heroin trafficking. Good Lord, this motherfucking been busy. But still, I feel like peeing on the candy thing was going a little too far. It's like, he did mention that he did heroin trafficking. How was the candy thing worse? You don't understand. Heroin doesn't affect me. Candy does. Okay? The simplest way to put it. I'm upset. I gotta take a little break. I'll be right back. We got one more story. I need to get my life together. I need to mourn for this candy. Before we get to the last Halloween dumbass, I've got some awesome information for you guys that I would love to share. If you are a diehard fan of the Professionally Silly podcast, I have some news for you. I don't know why I made that voice. But if you would like to support this podcast, now you can. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you got commitment issues, or maybe you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal, my friends. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Now, this will actually help bring the Professionally Silly brand to a whole nother level. And let's be honest, a lot of time and effort goes into creating this content, and it's super awesome to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. Plus, I got a lot of bills, okay? And chasing dreams is expensive AF, all right? So I'm super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. Thank you guys so much ahead of time for your support and future contributions. So let's go ahead and get back to these fools, okay? Okay, so let's get to our last Halloween dumbass. Our last Halloween dumbass is 43-year-old Sean Barber. And let me tell you what Sean did, okay? So Sean did some cocaine. but that's not where the story ends, obviously. So one early Sunday morning, a teenager in Vermont had called 911 because there was an intruder in his home. So not only was there an intruder in his home, but the intruder was dressed as a clown. Now, I'm sure many of you remember the killer clown craze that happened a few years ago and still happens like every now and then, you know. People get dressed up as clowns and go around trying to scare the shit out of people. They want to film it, put it on YouTube. They try to go viral, you know. Now, some of these so-called pranks went too far. You can find videos of clown pranks all over YouTube and the interweb. Now, some of the clowns even had bats, knives, and other weapons to make themselves seem even more threatening. And as you can imagine, now that would be terrifying as fuck. Shit, you know. There are even times when the people that the clowns were attempting to scare, they would not react the way that the clowns had hoped that they would. And a lot of those pranksters, you know, got their asses kicked by the people tired of this clown shit, you know. But anyways, back to the story. So the teenager calls the cops, and after finding this clown sleeping in his house, okay, and when the cops, they arrive around 3:30 a.m. At his home, and this is the town of Marlboro. I think I said that wrong. Marlboro. It's a hard word to say. Oh, wonderful. The dogs next door want to guest host, fellas. Oh, now y'all want to be quiet, bitches. Literally, they're female dogs. Anyways, the town of Marlboro, they found Sean Barber, 43. He was intoxicated and he was sleeping in an upstairs bedroom inside the occupied residence. This is not his home, so it was a little weird, you know. So Barber said that he also found to be in possession of cocaine during his arrest. So he was booked into Southern States Correctional Facility on unlawful trespass and cocaine possession charges, which, you know, kind of makes sense. I don't know how I would have reacted had I found a clown in my home asleep on cocaine. I stand my ground. Like, I think my brain would automatically go to It, like the movie It. Like, that's my, you know, like, I've had a lot of experiences with clowns in my time. Carnivals, festivals, Halloween, you know what I'm saying? But recently, they have become creepy as fuck. So I gotta say, if I found a clown in my house, somebody I don't know, plus I live in a studio apartment, so I know that they didn't mistake it for their home, you know, like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I would beat the shit out of them. Then maybe I'll call the police. We'll see how I feel. I don't know. Just don't become that clown in my home and you'll be all right. It's crazy. Now, in the photograph, his arrest photo, you can clearly see like the white cocaine substance all over his face. It's really hilarious. I'm sure if you Google clown arrested for falling asleep, you know, in somebody else's house, you'll probably find it yourself. It's ridiculous. Anyways, guys, I hope that you all enjoyed this episode of Professionally Silly. I know I did. You know, if there's anything that you take from this podcast, it's don't be a dumbass. Take that advice, share it with your friends and family, and use it in everyday life. Trust me when I say it works. It does. Guaranteed. Listeners, do me a favor, pretty, please, with a cherry on top. Share this professionally silly podcast with a friend. And if you own an Apple device, please go to iTunes. If you're listening with an Apple device, please go to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. I feel like I earned 5 stars, but you know, I could be a little biased. I want 5 stars or I'll steal your soul. Excuse me. That was weird. Blacked out for a second there. But yeah, give me 5 stars, pretty please. And the good news is it's absolutely free to review. And this is a great way to help my podcast reach new listeners. Okay, so I hope this podcast actually, I hope that it grows as much as I would like it to. And you guys can definitely help me do that by rating and reviewing and sharing this podcast, pretty please. I don't know why I keep randomly singing. I think I'm going to continue. I like it. It makes me feel good. Also, make sure you guys check out the links in the show notes below of this podcast. Lots of information there for you, like my social media information. Excuse me. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. And by the way, I love reading your tweets. So tweet a sister, okay? What else is going on in my life? Yes, I have a YouTube channel as well. And guess what it's called? Guess. Go ahead. That's right. It's called Professionally Silly. So it's not too hard to find. You already know how to spell that now. So we're good. And yes, I am a YouTuber. Please try your best not to judge me too heavily on that. I'm pretty good at what I do. Speaking of YouTube, this October 27th, I'm going to be dropping my 3 a.m. challenge where I went to Pasadena Bridge in California, which is also known as Colorado Street Bridge, but a lot of people know it as Suicide Bridge. So if you look in the show notes below, you can see the first paranormal investigation video I did there. It's a few weeks ago, but this Sunday I went back for the 3 a.m. challenge. So this should be interesting. I actually will be editing that video as soon as I finish recording this with you guys. So it's going to be interesting. You are going to want to see that. That is going to be fun. Okay, so follow, subscribe, fan me, you know, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together. There's so much crap going on in the world already. It's just really awesome to have a place to go to escape from it, you know? Let's just escape and have some fun. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in. I sounded super professional, right? Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. And if you don't have the Anchor app, you can always call or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. One more time, 805-664-1828. Tell me which episode that you listened to and share your opinion. Whatever it may be. And you get to hear your voice here on the air, which is always fun. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Yeah, that was good, right? Yeah, I should be like an old lady for Halloween. I'm already that for the rest of the part of the year, so never mind.
Are there any spirits on this bridge with us right now? If you're here, can you turn the rods, both rods, to one direction?
Oh my God! It followed us!
Man, you just gone, just took off. Is that a new shoe?
Uh-oh.
Is that a flip-flop, bro?
I don't know if it's me just getting paranoid or what, but I immediately felt heavier.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
What the fuck?